Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 16, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters, Text Number 5. Eshavai Lokapalanam,
Eshavai Lokapalanam,
Vibharatye Gastano Tanahu,
Vibharatye Gastano Tanahu,
Kale Kale Yutabhagam,
Kale Kale
This king,
certainly,
Lokapalanam,
Lokapalanam,
of all the demigods,
Vibharati,
bears, Ekaha, alone, Tanau, in his body, Tanahu, the bodies. Kale Kale,
Kale Kale,
in due course of time,
in due course of time,
Yata,
Yata,
according to, Bhagam,
Bhagam,
proper share,
Lokayaha, Lokayaho,
of planetary systems,
Ubayo,
both,
Hitam,
welfare. This king alone, in his own body, will be able, in due course of time, to maintain all living entities and keep them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods to perform various departmental activities. Thus he will maintain the upper planetary system by inducing the populace to perform Vedic sacrifices. In due course of time, he will also maintain this earthly planet by discharging proper rainfall. Purport. The demigods in charge of the various departmental activities that maintain this world are but assistants to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When an incarnation of Godhead descends on this planet, demigods like the sun god, the moon god, or the king of heaven, Indra, all join him. Consequently, the incarnation of Godhead is able to act for the departmental demigods to keep the planetary systems in order. The protection of the earthly planet is dependent on proper rainfall, and as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, sacrifices are performed to please those demigods who are in charge of rainfall. Anad bhavanti bhutani parajanyad anasambhavaha yagyad Bhavati Parajanyo Yagya Karma Samud Bhavaha. All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yagya, sacrifice, and yagya is born of prescribed duties. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 14. Thus, the proper execution of yagya sacrifice is required. As indicated herein, King Prithu alone would induce all the citizens to engage in such sacrificial activities so that there would not be scarcity or distress. In Kali Yuga, however, in the so-called secular state, the executive branch of government is in the charge of so-called kings and presidents who are all fools and rascals. Ignorant of the intricacies of nature's causes and ignorant of the principles of sacrifice, such rascals simply make various plans which always fail, and the people subsequently suffer disturbances. To counteract this situation, the Shastras advise Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, klo nasteva 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 katir anyata. Thus, in order to counteract this unfortunate situation in government, the general populace is advised to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Jnana Timirandasya Dhananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Sva Prajantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Yakripa Tamam Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. When the gopis came to the forest, beckoned by Krishna's playing of the flute, Krishna told them to go home. And he said, it's the duty of women to serve their husbands and their families, their fathers and their husbands and their children. Because this is the last thing that the gopis wanted to hear. they felt that Krishna was cheating them. He's playing his flute and attracting them. They abandoned their homes, their duties, their cooking, their feeding the family, their household services. Just to be with Krishna. And of course Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sava Dharma Parijaja Mami Kam Saranam Braja. So when Krishna said to them, you should go home and perform your duties. And it is interesting here because in this verse that Prabhupada quotes from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 14, it's mentioned that yajna is required to produce rain, right? And from rain comes the food we eat. And so yajna is important, but it mentions here, yajna is born from prescribed duties. Right? So Krishna was telling them, you should do your prescribed duties. Not come into the forest in the dead of night to play with young boys, or one boy in particular. Right? So there was an element of truth in what Krishna was saying. Right? And of course, this is a trick of Krishna. Trick. It's a principle of Krishna consciousness that we remember Krishna in all of the things that we do. And in fact, Krishna says, you go home, and if you want to be with me, proximity is not important. It's also correct philosophy, right? Proximity is not important. You can be close to me by hearing and chanting. Right? Worshipping the deity. Studying, you know, hearing the Shastra. Which is what we do. Right? This is what we do, to be with Krishna. Because the gopis didn't want to hear that either. what are you playing your flute for if you're telling us stay home and chant Hare Krishna and just worship me in the... Kala Desha Patra, time, place and circumstance. Context is everything, right? Context is everything. So, the gopis had some interesting responses. They said that Krishna, ultimately, you are everything. Right? We've come to the forest to be with you because you are everything. You are our fathers. You are our, you know, you are our mothers. You are our family members. You are everything. Right? And so, to give up everything to come and be with you is a samabhana. Right? When you get that opportunity, in any circumstance, one should give up one's prescribed duties just to be with Krishna. Right? This is Sarvadharma Parijaja. And they made the point, they said, you know, we see that A person may have the protection of their family, of their husband, of their fathers, of their mothers. But despite having that protection, still they may die. Right? But if one doesn't have your protection, if one doesn't have your association, if one is not protected by you, then one's life is meaningless. There is no point in existence. So they refused to go home. They correctly identified that without the presence of Krishna, either in the form of oneself, right? The self is considered to be a manifestation of Krishna. The Paramatma is a manifestation of Krishna. The whole creation is a manifestation of Krishna in his various forms and his various energies. Without your presence, then life is not worth living. In fact, one will not exist. So therefore, the request of yours to go home, to be with our family members is not as high as being here with you. Our focus should be on you, and since you are calling us, then we should be here with you. So, it's described here that Maharaj Prithu, and so the Gopis identified, Krishna, you are everything. And here is mentioned also that the demigods, the Lokapalanam, the protectors of all of the planets, are assistants to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gives the example of the universal affairs as being orchestrated under the plan or under the supervision, under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the administrational function of the demigods is done according to Krishna's direction. He's like the architect. The architect designs the building, but then the builder comes with the various tradesmen and puts it all together. So the demigods are the physical administrators. They're all working according to a plan. And that plan ultimately is coming from Lord Vishnu, ultimately from Krishna. So Prabhupada makes the point, and this verse makes the point, that when the Lord appears in various incarnations, avatars, of course, the Lord is always manifest in the Vaikuntha realm or in the spiritual world. He's always there, always in existence. But when he appears in the material world, he's called an avatar. It's not that then he exists, but rather he exists eternally in the spiritual realm, but for some period of time, in order to perform his pastimes, he manifests in the material world. So when the Lord appears, then he also is accompanied by the demigods. Right? And we see that in Krishna's pastimes. When the demigods go to the milk ocean, they offer their prayers through who? Who offers the prayers? Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, on behalf of all the demigods. Bhumi was suffering due to the burden of the demoniac kings, right? So it's described. And so she petitions the Lord through Lord Brahma and the other demigods to please come and protect her and the devotees. And of course, this is Krishna's purpose. Pavitranaya sadunam vinasaya chatuskritam. He appears in order to protect the devotees, destroy the demons, and establish religious principles, dharma samstapanataya, right? So when the Lord appears, and so then the response to Lord Brahma was, okay, tell all of the demigods to take birth in the Yadu dynasty and in Vrindavan, because I'm going to appear soon, and I want you to all come as my associates to facilitate my pastimes. Right? So when the Lord appears, then he appears with his associates, his close associates who work as his assistants. So it's mentioned here that in due course of time, kale kale yatabhagam, that Maharaj Prithu would act for the departmental demigods to keep the planetary systems in order. It says here, this king, alone in his own body, will be able in due course of time to maintain all living entities and keep them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods to perform various departmental activities. So as the gopis mentioned, Krishna, you are ultimately everyone and everything. And so that's confirmed here. He will keep order by manifesting as the Lokapala, the protectors, basically the demigods. Of course, ultimately, he's the support of everyone. What is it? Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Britya. He is the supreme controller. Everybody else is his servant. But ultimately, all of the facilities, all of the features, all of the characteristics, all of these things are provided by the Supreme Lord. So he manifests everything. So we can understand that this statement in that context. Now, how is the earthly planet protected? Prabhupada says here, it's dependent on rain. Right? We're dependent upon rain. If we're to be protected, we need rain. Why do we need rain? Why do we need rain?
To grow grains.
Huh?
To grow the grains and
grow food. Yeah, no rain,
no food.
No food. Pretty straightforward, huh? This is not rocket science. If there's no rain, then we're all going to be very hungry. Now, where does the rain come from? The rain comes from performing jagya or sacrifices meant to please the demigods. Right? And when the demigods are satisfied, then the universal administration is run smoothly. When there's no sacrifice, then you find disruption. And we see that in the world today. There's no jagya, and as a result of, well, there is jagya, but there's not as much sacrifice as should be performed, and so consequently there are all sorts of disturbances. Adi daivika klesh, right? Disturbances ultimately coming from the demigods. If you keep the demigods happy, then they'll bestow benedictions. If you disturb the demigods, then they'll disturb you. If you don't perform sacrifice, then you'll get earthquakes and all sorts of things, which is what we see today. So Prabhupada quotes the verse 3:14, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani Pajanyad Anasambhavaha. We all subsist on food. Anad, or Anna, just like what do we have? Say Anamrita Pao, right? Anamrita, the nectar of food. After class, what do we enjoy? Mahaprasadam. Anamrita Pau. Right. So, where does the food come from? From rain. And where does the rain come from? By the performance of Jagya. This is a subtle science that's not understood. And Jagya is born of prescribed duties. Right? So Krishna was saying, go home and do your prescribed duties. And the gopis were saying, no, we are doing our prescribed duties by coming and associating with you. That's our prescribed duty. It's a higher duty. It's a higher duty. And it's interesting, the conclusion of this purport, Prabhupada says, is if you want to be with, if you want to have a peaceful environment where there's enough rain and there's therefore then enough grains, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. That's the the final conclusion of this purport is, if we want to be materially prosperous, we have to be spiritually connected. Because eating food is being materially prosperous, right? And it is interesting, actually, when you think about it. A lot of our prosperity comes from prasadam distribution. And where does the prasadam come from?
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Yeah, chanting Hare Krishna. Worshipping. Prasadam distribution is actually an extension of deity worship. That's where it comes. That's, you know, if you want to put it in the context of which item of devotional service is it, right? It's part of worshipping the deity. And of course, part of worshipping the deity is also kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. I was thinking the other day, where is there a better experience in life? We at 4:30 we come to the temple, and what do? Chant and dance, right? We chant and dance, and feel good. There's a symptom of feeling good is that you dance and you shout and carry on, right? So 4 o'clock in the morning, wake up, have a shower, and then go and dance. Not at midnight, go and dance. That's when you should be asleep. But rise early and go to the Hare Krishna disco. The Hare Krishna temple. And then, you know, after you've done some dancing and kirtan, you sit down and meditate for a couple of hours. And that's just designed to connect with Krishna. And how do you feel after 2 hours of meditation? How do you feel? Good. Yeah, you feel peaceful. Very peaceful. Connected to Krishna and connected to everybody else. We're able to appreciate everyone, right? We're able to appreciate what we're doing. Then some more kirtan, some more dancing. Darshan, of course. And then philosophy, which is also very satisfying. What a quality of a devotee is santushtaha, right? Very satisfied. You can chant Hare Krishna and not be and still be a little bit disturbed mentally. Have you experienced that? Go to Mangaladi, chant Hare Krishna, dancing with the devotees, then sit down and try to control the mind. And after 16 rounds, you still feel a little bit dissatisfied because you've had to struggle with the mind and the senses. Huh? What's that? Mana sastan indriyani. A prakriti stan karshati. We're living in the material world, so we're struggling with the mind and the senses. So even after chanting 16 rounds, we sometimes feel a little disturbed. Less. That should be happening less and less, not be consistent. Especially if a devotee is chanting 16 rounds and chanting the Gayatri mantra, then generally speaking you should be pretty peaceful after that. Is that right? You're not in the material world, hopefully. But if you still are a little bit in the material world, then we'll hear the Bhagavatam. Right? And the Bhagavatam, that'll finish it off. Vidu noti suhrit satam. Hiya badrani. It gets rid of all of the inauspicious things. Hearing the Bhagavatam really purifies the... And now, if that doesn't work, then have a guess what? Prasadam. Prasadam. Yagya Sistasana Shanto, right? The Shantas, the people who take prasadam, are peaceful, they're happy. And it's interesting, in the purport of 314, Prabhupada explains this is a symptom, this is a characteristic of a devotee. They always eat prasadam. Not always eat prasadam. they eat prasadam always. They always eat prasadam. Eat prasadam. When you eat, always eat prasadam. And what happens? You become peaceful. You're so peaceful sometimes you fall asleep. this is all part of the process of worship. It's our daily practice to perform the sacrifice, and the main sacrifice, or shall we say, the pivotal activity, especially for the members of the Sankirtan movement of our. Our line, if you like, our family business, is to chant Hare Krishna. And so Prabhupada mentions right at the end. He says here, the proper execution of yajna sacrifice is required. Why? To produce rain. And from the rain comes the grain. The food that we eat. And he mentions here, King Prithu, now this is, he alone will take on the role of the demigods and be able to produce all of the necessities for the citizens as the Lokapalanam, the protector of everyone. But at the same time, by his influence and by his good example, he will induce everybody as the leader, as the king, if you like, to perform yajna. And as a consequence, then no scarcity, no distress. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, actually. If we're able to follow this yajna, the sacrifice, it's a sacrifice, right? Get up early, worship the deity, chant Hare Krishna, hear the Bhagavatam, you know, all of the activities that we perform. Then, pretty much, the end result is freedom from distress. Even though there may be so many problems, there will always be problems, right? And you can't solve them. You can't solve birth, death, old age, and disease. You just have to live with them, right? And so by concentrating on one's relationship with Krishna and acting in that relationship, right, this is sambandha, abhideya, then one comes to the prayojana. And of course Krishna is right. He was instructing the gopis, go home and worship me at home. Which is what we do. We then develop our relationship with Krishna. And that developing of that relationship hinges or revolves around the chanting of Hare Krishna, the proper chanting of Hare Krishna, the offenseless chanting of Hare Krishna. But we'll experience as we follow this yoga system, basically. This is a yoga system. By following that yoga system, gradually one becomes situated on the spiritual platform. And situated on the spiritual platform doesn't mean that the dukkha dosha, you know, the faults of material existence go away. They're still there, but one's able to transcend them. And of course, this is Krishna's instruction right from the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Tatiksha, one has to learn to tolerate. But we see, by adherence to the jagya, the Sankirtan jagya, especially the chanting of Hare Krishna, then all facility and all the difficulties. There's that verse by Lord Brahma. What is it? Padam yad vipadam na tesham. That the example is given that all of the miseries of material existence, which is like an ocean of struggle, right, shrink down into the amount of water that can fit in the hoof print of a calf. Huh? So when we're in material consciousness, and then everything looks like a disaster. Huh? But when you chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, associate with the devotees, read the Bhagavatam, follow the sadhana of a devotee, then all of the problems of material existence, just life becomes an exciting adventure. Huh? What's the next problem going to be? And how's Krishna going to help us get over these problems? Have you noticed that? Well, there's always a problem. But if we're performing the sacrifice, then most of our problems are taken care of. Does anybody here have to worry about their next meal? Huh? Nobody without clothes to wear? Huh? Everybody got a roof over their head at night? So what's to worry about? What is there to worry about? We generally don't have a lot to worry about. Oh, well, whether we can renew our lease at Crossways, that's a bit of a worry. That is a worry. But, yeah, Krishna's got some plan for us. That's what I figure. Because we've got to listen to him. We've got to be We need to be chanting Hare Krishna in such a way so that Krishna, when he inspires... Hey, I'll tell you something that happened to me this morning. It's pretty amazing. Happens to me occasionally. We need to be attentive to Krishna's direction. Huh? How do we know when we're getting Krishna's direction? How do you tell?
Someone
will speak to you. Yeah, usually. How do we work out whether we're getting Krishna's direction or not?
Take advice from the Brahmanas.
Yeah, Brahmanas. Oh, I don't know about the Brahmanas. The Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are better than Brahmanas. That's why we give the Brahmanas a That's why we give the Vaishnavas a Brahman thread. Not so they become Brahmanas. It's to demonstrate that they're better than Brahmanas. You know, because sometimes devotees say, "Oh, you need to become a Brahmana." No, you need to be a Vaishnava, then automatically you'll be a Brahmana. And so when we see that somebody is a qualified Vaishnava, then we give them the Brahman thread because we recognize that you're better than a Brahmana, so therefore you should also be recognized as such. Huh? Is that right? Yeah. We're not Brahmanas. We're aspiring Vaishnavas. And that's better than a Brahmana. But yeah, we confirm it. If we get some inspiration, then we confirm it with the devotees. That's how we confirm it. That's Krishna's arrangement. But anyway, this happens to me not often, but occasionally. I went to bed late last night, like about 12:30, which was pretty stupid, but you know, sometimes that stuff happens. I was at the temple till 9:00 having a meeting, so some nights. Then I had to have some prasad, and then I needed to wind down a little bit. So I thought, going to bed at 12:30, I want to get up in the morning, right? So what's going to happen? And I hate alarm clocks. I do not use an alarm clock. For so many years I've been woken up by an alarm clock at 4:00 going. So I don't use an alarm clock anymore. I've renounced the alarm clock. Because I do. So anyway, this morning at about 5:20, right, I woke up. You know what I woke up to? Was a knock. Huh? And I thought, wow, what's that? But it was definitely, and it happens to me occasionally, not very often, but it does happen. I wake up because I'm hearing a knock. And then when I woke up, I thought, wow, that's Krishna knocking on the door. Because he's not knocking, nobody's knocking, but it's in my head. Knock, 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 wake up. So, we need to be attuned to Krishna's knocking. And sometimes Krishna's telling us, you know, you need to surrender more. Sometimes through the instructions of the devotees, through the instruction of the spiritual master, or just through the instructions of circumstance, right? And of course, we don't want to hear the knocking. Because, you know, I heard the knocking and I thought, okay, time to get out of bed. And then I realized, hang on a second, I've only had 3 hours sleep. I'll just have another few. I'll have another few seconds. Because you have to be careful about the other few seconds, because the other few seconds can be and you don't wake up until after greeting the deities. So you just wasted all that time. But fortunately, I had a few seconds and I realized, 4:45, okay, gotta get going. Fortunate soul. So, now, and we do that by basically by chanting Hare Krishna. This is a, you know, this is our essential, elementary practice for devotees. And this is what Prabhupada mentions here. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, 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 Kati, Anyata. Because Prabhupada says, you know, in the secular state, in the current environment, the kings and the presidents are what? What does Prabhupada call them?
Masters.
What does he call them here in the purport?
Rascals.
Before that.
Fools.
Yeah, fools and rascals. So we're living in a society where the leaders are fools and rascals. How to counteract that? Because fools and rascals will create problems for the devotees. So many inauspicious things. Ignorant of the intricacies of nature's causes and ignorant of the principles of sacrifice. Such rascals simply make various plans which always fail, and the people subsequently suffer disturbances. Can you relate to that? So how do we solve that problem? So Prabhupada says, to counteract this situation, the Shastras advise, in order to counteract this unfortunate situation in government, the general populace, that's us, is advised to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, you know, we think, oh, is that all? But we'd be silly, we'd be foolish to underestimate or to minimize the potency of chanting Hare Krishna. Extraordinarily powerful process of self-realization for a start, but also to perform the sacrifice that's required to feed us all, basically. So, you know, when there was famine in India in the 70s, and Prabhupada was visiting, and the citizens, the leaders of society were asking Prabhupada what to do, and Prabhupada would say, have kirtan. Have kirtan. Have kirtan. And we experience it. We have kirtan. Then all of our material problems just dissolve. We chant Hare Krishna, japa, 16 rounds every day. Problems just go away. Well, no, actually the problems don't go away, but our perspective on them, instead of saying, oh no, it's the end of the world, we see it, oh, easy, no problem. There's always problems. But when a devotee is connected, and of course this is the thing, when we chant Hare Krishna, and we chant Hare Krishna with proper attention and without distraction, then the heart and the mind become peaceful. Everything fits into it, everything's seen with a proper perspective. And so therefore the even despite difficulties, a devotee still remains santushta, right? Completely satisfied. In fact, you know, even if we have material facilities, if we haven't got our mind and senses controlled and heart purified by chanting Hare Krishna, we'll have all material facilities but still be unhappy and disturbed. Just like Krishna said to the gopis, go back to your husbands, go back to your father. And they said, well, we see sometimes, even though we've got a husband, even though we've got a father, even though we've got a protective family, still people die. Right? Just having a you know, a so-called complete material facility doesn't mean that one is complete spiritually. Without the complete spiritual experience, you can have so much material facility and still be just empty. You know, there's so many people who are wealthy and yet they commit suicide. They've got influence, they've got power, they've got money, but still they're unhappy. Whereas a devotee may not have money, may not have influence, may not have power, but if they're connected to Krishna and engaged in devotional service, then they're happy, which is what people are looking for anyway. And the funny thing is, a devotee who's happy generally has material facility as well. Huh? Maybe not huge amounts, but certainly enough to be satisfied. Certainly enough to be well fed, well dressed, and sane. Okay, I'm going to finish here. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.